In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The just shall live by faith. The verses of the epistle lesson read this morning are so pregnant with theological significance, so well known, that no preacher approaches them save with great awe, great reverence, and great humility. These verses not only enunciate the theme of St. Paul's great theological treatise, his letter to the Christians at Rome, they encapsulate the faith of the church. They establish the very foundations of our confessional heritage. No Lutheran can read or hear these words without recalling Luther's own grappling with them in that tower room of the Augustinian monastery in Wittenberg. He wrote concerning this experience he had wrestling with these passages. He spoke of them often. One such account is contained in Table Talk for the year 1535. Luther recounted his experience. The right words, righteousness, and the righteousness of God were like a bolt of lightning in my conscience. Whenever I heard them, I was terrified. If God is righteous, then he must also punish. But by the grace of God, when I was reflecting one time in this very tower and chamber on the words, "He who through faith is righteous shall live," and the righteousness of God, the thought suddenly came to me. If it is through our faith that we are to live as righteous ones, and if the righteousness of God is to avail for salvation for everyone who believes, then this righteousness will be ours not because of our merit, but because of God's mercy. Thus was my spirit lifted up, for the righteousness of God is that by which we are justified and redeemed by Christ. And those words became more pleasing to me. It was in this tower that the Holy Spirit revealed to me the Scripture. Elsewhere in an autobiographical fragment, he writes of this experience, "As violently as I had formerly hated the expression, righteousness of God, so I was now as violently compelled to embrace the new conception of grace. And thus, for me, the expression of the apostle truly opened the gates of paradise." For the apostle Paul, these words summarize both the theology of his letter to the Christians at Rome, as well as his life's work in Christ, proclaiming the gospel. He who was an enemy of God was transformed by the power of the gospel of reconciliation, by the gospel of redemption, into the apostle to the Gentiles. He lived and he preached that gospel with faithful confidence, giving himself up totally to the service of that gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. He was willing to endure suffering, imprisonment, yea, death, for that gospel, which is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, be he Jew or Greek. For Luther and the reformers of the 16th century, this passage from St. Paul was the key for understanding Holy Scripture, to understanding the message and the teaching of the church. In their recovery of Pauline theology, they transformed the life of Western Christianity. as they enunciated the fundamental proclamation of the Scripture, that we are saved by grace through faith. Their faith in the truth of the gospel, their absolute confidence that it was the Word that accomplished everything, their confidence in the power and in the promise of that gospel, in the comfort of that gospel, strengthened them and strengthened all of their followers in the ministry of word and of sacrament. For us here today, who seek to continue by the power of God's gospel, that ministry of reconciliation, that ministry of Paul and Augustine and of Luther and of Walter, we pray that these words of St. Paul will inflame our hearts, illumine our intellect, capture our spirit, so that we too, who have been brought to God in faith by the power of this self-same gospel, who have been justified by the righteousness of God, who is Christ Jesus our Lord, that we might live in faith. For these words teach us that the just shall live by faith. We have been justified by God. Justification is not something that we can do, but something that God has done for us in Christ Jesus. It is His righteousness, as we well know. This is the evangel message which St. Paul, quoting Habakkuk, proclaims to all nations, to Jew and Greek, to us today, that we are to live by faith. What does it mean to live by faith? What is faith? It's easier perhaps to say what faith is not. Faith is not, in this passage of St. Paul to the Romans, mere acceptance of dogmatic truth. To know the dogma of the church does not mean that you are saved. To understand the dogma of the church does not mean that you have faith. You might have understanding, you might have knowledge, but to believe the dogma is not saving faith. Saving faith is not merely accepting the historicity of the Scriptures. Saving faith is not believing that Christ existed, nor that the Bible is inerrant. Faith is not accepting theological or ethical propositions, maintaining allegiance to certain codes, whether scriptural or ecclesiastical. Faith is not something that we do. Faith is not something that we can work, as if we can be convinced to believe by our knowledge, as if we can come to understanding because of our great rational sense, or because we are such ethical and moral characters that we can see the justice and the truth of ecclesiastical codes and canons. In no way can faith be considered a work which we can work. Rather, faith is the work of God. It is not mere assent. It is not mere knowledge. It is absolute trust and confidence and obedience and submission to that gospel. That good news that in Christ Jesus God reconciled the world unto Himself. Faith is not something we produce, but which the power of the gospel, the power of God's Holy Spirit produces in us. Faith is a gift of God. It is God who creates faith in us by His living word, Christ Jesus our Lord. It is God who persuades us, enlightens us, establishes us, engenders in us faith, trust, and confidence in Him. Faith is the proof, the pledge of what God has done for us, that he has called us to be his own. No one can believe except God bring him to faith. And faith is God's pledge and promise to us that he has called us. Faith is the promise of God. Even as God's faithfulness to man and his love for man was proclaimed by the gospel, so the gospel brings that faithfulness to us and works in us trust and confidence, faithfulness to that gospel of reconciliation. Faith is faithfulness. It is an obedience. It is an adherence to the one who was faithful to us, who was righteous for us. It does not bring righteousness. It is the result of God's righteousness. Therefore, we are to walk by faith as righteous men. And we walk by faith when we trust in Christ Jesus our Lord above all things, above all that we have and all that we are, by trusting in him alone as our salvation, knowing that nothing we do can bring salvation, for Christ has brought salvation, the righteousness of God, to us. To trust Christ fully, however, works a fundamental change in our lives. For now we can believe the Scriptures, not by our power, but by the power of the gospel. We cling to them, for in them is the gospel revealed unto Jew and Greek. We can adhere to the confession of our faith. We can demonstrate the faith of God working in our lives by the proclamation of our lips and of our hands. We have been justified by Christ. Therefore, let us live in Christ in faith. Amen.